This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Some say yes, some say no. Now that the travel mask mandate's been knocked down by a federal judge, it's up to airlines, airports, and other transit organizations to decide whether to keep the mask mandate or dump it. The AP's Sagar Magani.
A district court judge in Florida has struck down the national mask mandate for airplanes and other public transportation, saying the CDC's decision to require masking was fatally flawed. The Biden administration said the mask mandate will not be enforced while it decides how to respond to the ruling, which appears to leave operators free to make their own call on masks. United, Delta, and Alaska Airlines will no longer require them. New York City's public transit system will. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia is accusing the U.S. and other Western nations of provoking Ukraine to fight until the last Ukrainian. The battle is on for eastern Ukraine.
The Ukrainian soldier fires in Ukrainian-controlled territory in the eastern Donetsk region. They stand defiant against Russian troops that are attempting to push forward and take control of the Donbas region. As a Ukrainian soldier says, if they step on our territory, let them come in, they'll stay here forever. There's enough land for all of them to be buried here. I'm Karen Chamas.
The growing crisis over food insecurity and skyrocketing food prices is taking center stage as members of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank meet today in Washington. Police in Stockton, California don't yet have a motive, but a 15-year-old girl was stabbed to death yesterday on a high school campus in an apparently random attack. It happened at Stagg High School in Stockton. A man in his 40s is in police custody. This is AP News. A rethink of what to call low-grade prostate cancer. The AP's Tim McGuire has this.
Some forms of prostate cancer are fast-growing and deadly, killing 34,000 men a year, and the treatments can lead to sexual dysfunction and incontinence. The thing is, cancer cells develop in nearly all prostates as men age, and most prostate cancers are harmless, so slow-growing, if they grow at all, that the patients and doctors opt for active surveillance, no surgery, no radiation necessary. Some doctors say it might be time to change the name of what one calls the wimpiest form of prostate cancer, leaving out cancer altogether. There's indolent lesion of epithelial origin, IDLE for short, or inert, indolent neoplasm rarely requiring treatment. Others say not including cancer would lead patients to be less attentive to their condition. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.